This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Five Little Pigs by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Carla Le Marchant. Hercule Poirot looked with interest and appreciation at the young woman who was being ushered into the room. There had been nothing distinctive in the letter she had written. It had been a mere request for an appointment, with no hint of what lay behind that request. It had been brief and businesslike. Only the firmness of the handwriting had indicated that Carla Le Marchant was a young woman. And now, here she was in the flesh. A tall, slender young woman in the early 20s, the kind of young woman that one definitely looked at twice. Her clothes were good, an expensive well-cut coat and skirt and luxurious furs. Her head was well poised on her shoulders. She had a square brow, a sensitively cut nose, and a determined chin. She looked very much alive. It was her aliveness more than her beauty which struck the predominant note. Before her entrance, Hercule Poirot had been feeling old. Now he felt rejuvenated, alive, keen. As he came forward to greet her, he was aware of her dark grey eyes studying him attentively. She was very earnest in that scrutiny. She sat down and accepted the cigarette that he offered.